An investigator for the United Nations says North Korea's leader may be responsible for massive human rights abuses. A UN report published in February accused the Asian country's government of torturing, murdering, and starving people. It didn't directly name Kim Jong-un, but a UN investigator now says there is enough evidence to hold the dictator responsible. North Korea says the investigation is part of a U.S. plot to destroy its political system. We know that system is communist. We know the government controls the media. We know that Kim Jong-un leads that government. But there's a lot we don't know about Kim himself.
North Korea is famous for creating a cult of personality around the leaders of the country, and Kim Jong-un is no exception. He was the youngest son of the previous leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, and his favorite wife, Ko Young-hee. Now, as a child, he was sent to a prestigious boarding school in Switzerland, where he registered under an assumed name and claimed to be the son of a Korean diplomat. He then attended a Korean military academy and was quickly promoted up the military's ranks. Within days of his father's death in 2011, Kim Jong-un was transitioned into power with support from the country's ruling elite. Now, despite North Korea's pariah status on the international stage, Kim Jong-un is creating an almost godlike image for himself at home, similar to that of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Wherever he goes, he's met with fanatical devotion. Men wade waist deep just to get a look at him. Women are crying at his feet. It's really hard to know how much of this devotion is real, but the North Korean regime is doing a pretty good job of keeping the cult of Kim alive. Now, just like his father before him, Kim has drawn the ire of the international community for his nuclear antics and his human rights abuses. Since he took power, prison camps in North Korea have expanded, and there's been a serious crackdown on would-be defectors. Kim shocked the world when he had his own uncle executed. And since then, he's been purging party officials who have any connection to the uncle. Lately, to try and deflect some of that criticism, Kim has been trying to show his softer side. He's been photographed touring children's hospitals and orphanages, and he's ordered construction of amusement parks and ski resorts in the country.